7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Is it too windy? I think it's too windy. Oh. Okay, here we go. Oh. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrill-packed episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm out here at Tranquility Park again today because it's relatively warm. It's 15 degrees. It's been stormy and rainy in the last 24 hours, but now it is sunny and clear. But things are muddy, and it is a little bit windy. At my house, all the neighborhood flags were limp on the masts. No wind. But as soon as I got down into here meaning, of course, the Papio Valley, yeah, I started to notice some wind, especially once I got out of my car. So here we are. I'm walking by the scary tree. There's no marmots in it, and there's no marmots in the tree next to the scary tree. So we're going to look down into the creek. Not seeing much of anything yet. But yeah, I debated for quite a long time trying to decide what to do for the committee today. And since it looked good, I thought, well, it's either we go outside and we look for stuff, or I subject you to a rehearsal of my set, because I've got to play tonight. And I want to practice at least one more time before I pack the gear up and go off to the gig. I'm approaching the weir. It's full of water. So I thought about it. The cat was yanging at me, so I gave the cat some water. And then I had to check the weather on TV, and it said there were occasional gusts of wind. I'm getting a little one right now. And then the cat took over the synth zone. So you got lucky. You do not have to listen to me practice my set, quote unquote. It's just two songs. You've heard them both, either partially or in their entirety. I'm kind of looking forward to unpatching tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Maybe I'll get some tacos. Do I have money? Yes, I have money. I know I have $20 bill in my pocket. Yay, $20. That will buy me some tacos for tomorrow. Yeah. So, having a pretty good day so far. Slept kind of weird, about the same as I have been for the last few days. And I had a dream about something, but yeah. Anyway. Oh, I had to get some exercise. I had to go out and get some exercise. So I'm all ready for the gig. Alright, I gotta look over there to see if there's any marmots over there as the wind comes up. I don't see any dudes. Huh. Oh. Well, I gotta stretch my back out. I gotta stretch all my muscles. I gotta focus. I gotta stay loose. I gotta, probably lots of stuff I gotta do. But of course, am I doing any of those things? Hell no! I have to go outside and look for some marmots. And some mushrooms, because it's, like I said, it's been raining. And yeah, another one of the reasons where we kind of have to go out today is because the weather people are predicting 3 days of thunderstorms, possibly more. And, well, whereas I am very pleased to hear that, you know, it's going to get super soaked around here, which means, oh, fungus time. That'll be good for morels, too, because now we need morel rain. All right, I'm seeing a lot of the yellow butterflies that we saw last time. I'm about to have to cross the road, so we're going to go into the wind, I think, here. Be prepared for wind noise. Strange lack of tracks down in there. Do-do-do-do-do-do. We'll just turn the gain all the way down as we cross the windy wind zone. Let's get back into the forest where we're protected by the wind. Wait, I'm going to stop and turn and look behind me at the giant wood piles. I don't see anything. Lately, and when I say lately, I mean within the last couple of years, that's where vultures like to hang out. Turkey vultures love to hang out on those giant wood piles. All right. Oh, it smells pretty good. And, I don't know why. There's lots of little white petals, flower petals, on the trail here. So, like, there's a tree blooming somewhere and it smells pretty good. Oh yeah, I'm looking up. The tops of all the trees are starting to leaf. There's little baby leaves on the trees. So that's good. I like leaves. Oh, and I like this rock. There's an interesting rock right here. We walk by it a million times a summer. Okay, I'm getting up into the fun zone. Might be a little bit windy up here too. But I'm going to pause right here and scan. Any turkeys? This is a turkey zone next to a marmot zone, interspersed with many different types of mushrooms zone. So now I'm going through the S-curves. I'm going to check the forest here real quick again, because this seems like this would be a really good turkey day. And we got to walk over this little wooden bridge, and I look down into this tiny little ravine for mushrooms. I don't see anything. This is a good place for all kinds of stuff, including brown cups. Did we find any brown cups last year at all? I don't remember. I don't think so. Didn't see any scarlet cups. A big county truck is driving through the tree dump over there. Across the creek on the other side. I'm just standing by an old rotten log. And I'm finding no fungus whatsoever. That's interesting. Okay, so let's go over here to the horizontal forest. We got any matis hanging out on logs today? This would be a good log day or tree day for marmots. Because it's kind of cool, but it's very sunny. I can feel the warmth of the sun. I can see little butterflies flying around. There's no marmots in the horizontal forest, or at least none that I have seen yet. So let's creep on through here. I'm looking in a hole in the side of the canyon wall. We saw a marmot there last time. Was that yesterday? Was that the day before yesterday? I don't know. But he's not there today. Okay. Let's just keep lurking around. Lurking around. And we'll look for Monty's. I do like to lurk for Mott's. I'm a Mott lurker. And although there are plenty of holes down there and little trails, I'm not finding any of our dudes. Not yet. Let's move up here a little bit further. Check the ground over here for puffballs. No puffballs yet. They're usually a little bit later in the summer. Check by this tree. And we'll check by this tree up here. Oh, yes. Caprinus. That Caprinus that we found popping last time has burst up through the ground and is enjoying the day. Alright, I'm gonna kinda. What am I doing? I'm gonna work my way up here and we're gonna go over to the edge. And we're gonna get close to the canyon wall so we can look over there. Any Mottis in here today? Okay, I'm actually standing right above a marmot den that may or may not be in use. I don't see any bugs, but it's a little breezy. I'm checking all the holes on the other side of the little canyon here. We got plenty of marmot holes. But we have a distinct lack of marmots today. Oh, where could they be? They're over here. We're probably standing right above them. Because there's dens under my feet. Well, I think we're going to have to go around the bend here. And take a look over on this bit of the creek. Alright, from here, through the trees, I can see, wow, there's a lot of trucks, and there's a lot of Caprinus at the base of this tree. Okay, we found more Caprinus. Okay, first focus on marmots. I think I know why there's no marmots. Okay, come on, buddies. Where are my big chonky boys? There's no marmots around. And I think it's because they've been scared off. Because there's something going on up here. On the other side of the creek, where that big mulch pile is, there's two big old orange county works trucks. And then a little bit further up there, there's a big crane truck. And now we're walking into wind. There's a crane truck and something else. I don't know what's going on. But they're doing something pretty active. They're making a significant amount of noise. And I have a feeling this behavior from the humans is probably holing our Mott's. So the Mott's are probably in the holes. See, here's another good spot. I can see the trucks really well. I can see some marmot dens very well. But I see no marmots. Now, I'm approaching the broken, crazy tree that has the marmot den underneath it. The marmot den that hasn't been used in at least half a decade. But the last time we walked by here, there was a marmot right there. And then we spooked him and he jumped in the hole. And I don't see any marmot out here today. No, I am standing right next to the hole. I'm looking into the tree, looking for Mottis. Ooh, anybody around here? No. Okay, that's cool. What if I walk up here a little bit? Can I see across and see any more Mahdi's over there? There's a den over there, but that's really close to whatever's going on over here. I don't know what these guys are doing. I can't really see through the trees all that well. Smells good. Must be this bush right here. Yummy. Smells like candy. I'm turning around. Oh, I think they're planting trees. There's a row of trees over there that wasn't there before. Brand new, fresh, young trees. Alright, so I'm going to go back by this marmot den. Say hello to my Mahdi. Hello, Mahdi. Oh, and then I'm going to... Hey, is this hole open here? There's a hole on this side of this little berm. That could be an active den, too. Yeah, because there's bugs floating around in this hole. And there's the exit hole right over there. With more bugs. Yay! We've got active marmot dens. And we've got active marmots. It's just that they're not very active right now. Well, I guess all the marmots are worried about the weather. We did have tornadoes yesterday. Or was it the day before? I don't know. No tornadoes by me. The closest one was sort of in Elkhorn. It was going down my friend's street. But it stopped about a mile before it got to my friend's house. So, yeah, everything's cool. I, of course, was trying to take a nap when the tornado sirens went off. It's very difficult to sleep through tornado sirens. And then I was getting phone alerts, and that was annoying as hell. Anyway, yeah, there were tornadoes. But they were a fair distance away from me. Oh, it's a nice day today. It's very lovely. Oh, I'm thinking about all the stuff I gotta do. My mind is elsewhere. I'm sort of planning out the rest of my day. So I gotta eat food at some point. And then I'll wash my hair. And then I'll start packing up the gear. Well, I gotta rehearse, see if I can squeeze one more rehearsal in. Then I'll pack up the gear. What's that sound? There was a very strange sound over there, near that log, near those bushes. Is there a den over there? Was that a Mahdi over there scrambling out of the way? Well, I don't see anything. Huh. It was a very scrabbly sound, like somebody was jumping off a log and running down into their hole. That was what it sounded like. Okay, so yeah, I gotta pack up and load up the gear, which shouldn't be too much of a problem. Last night, well, I don't want to say I was having anxiety about it, but last night, I don't know, something got into me and I had to get some cases ready. So I put the piece of styrofoam that's going to be the safety base for the synth in the back of my car, along with my seat piece of foam. Then I came inside and I got the case for the mixer. And I wiped it off. It was a little bit dusty on top. And I thought, okay, this is great. Got a case for the mixer. But I still have to carry the what is it? Oh, it's the effects processor. What am I going to carry the effects processor? And there's no case for that. Yada, yada, yada. Oh my God, I wish I had a case of da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. And then I remembered, oh my God, the zero. I'm staring straight at it because it's sitting right on my floor. I've got a Zero case, a Zero Halliburton case. And if you're unfamiliar with the brand, the Zero, they were bought by Halliburton. So sometimes they're called Zero Halliburton. Zero makes cases. They make cases for scientific equipment and cameras and all this kind of stuff. And the way they test them, they're the best. The way they test them is they fill them up with thousands of dollars of expensive camera equipment and then throw them out of a window. And then see if the cameras work. They usually do. These are good cases. You've seen them a multiples of times. But you're thinking, well, Tobe, I don't do cameras or scientific equipment. I've never seen one of these cases in my life. Aha, but yes, you have. The Zero case is the most popular case to use as a MacGuffin in TV, film, and theater. Oh, wait, here comes the wind. I love my Zero. I love my Zero. Let's get back into a wind block. Let's get back into the no wind zone. Are we getting close? Maybe. Yeah, so I have a Zero case. And I use it as a suitcase when I have to travel, which is rare, but, you know, I have a Zero Halliburton suitcase. Well, what I was going to say was, you've seen these before. Because in every movie or TV show that you've ever seen that needs a briefcase MacGuffin, or a briefcase full of cash, or a briefcase full of contraband, the case is always a Zero. They're aluminum. They have like two ribbed bumps that sort of go around them, right? You've seen them a million times. I used to see them when I was a kid, and I go, God, someday when I'm cool, I'm going to have a case like that. Those are the best. And I didn't even know what they were until I was in high school. I was reading a lot of photography magazines at the time. Ah, yeah, okay, these are Zero Halliburton cases. Got it. And then I managed to find one used for dirt cheap in an Army Navy surplus store over in Council Bluffs a couple decades ago. And now I've got the coolest case ever. But the last time I used it, which was like 2 years ago, to take some synth stuff over to my neighbor's house so I could show their kid how to synth, I put a piece of foam rubber in it. And that piece of foam rubber somehow degraded. It chemically degraded, and it just became this black mass of sticky, grainy, grimy crap. And it was going to take some effort to deal with it, so I didn't deal with it forever until last night. I got all the remainder of all the corroded foam padding, scrubbed at it with a green scrubby, and I vacuumed it out, much to my cat's chagrin. Pippa does not like the vacuum cleaner. So I cleaned the Zero out, and I found some more better, higher quality sponge foam to put in there. So I will throw the effects processor in there, and also the baby keyboard, the toddler engineering keyboard. Now, it has its own little case, but it's just a piece of styrofoam with rubber bands around it. From the factory. That's their case. Yeah. So, maybe I'll throw the baby keyboard into its case and also throw it into the Zero with the effects processor. But, you know, why double bag it? Just throw the damn baby keyboard in there by itself. You don't need a case. Got all kinds of foam in there. It's a zero. It's a better case than the factory case that came with the damn toy. Okay, I'm walking through a mass of butterflies. There's a dozen butterflies, little white and yellow ones that I'm... Hi! Hello! Yes, hello, good afternoon. Oh, yummy dandelions. Okay. I'm past the butterfly zone. That was weird. So, last night I remembered to charge up the baby keyboard. But just in case, I'm going to take its power cable with me. I'm prepared for all contingencies. There's a bird chirping weird up there. What are you doing, weird bird? Who's up there? Huh. Oh, so, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Pretty excited. And I was thinking I should go there early. I should go there at like 7:30 so I can load everything in. Yeah, then I gotta wait 2 hours. But that's fine. Hang out for 2 hours in the bar. Well, I don't know. Probably don't really have to get there that early because everything really starts kind of slow to begin with. You know, I get there shortly after 8 and there's nobody there, so maybe I just show up at the regular time. Alright, I'm looking down into the creek. There's a really nice small animal trail along the opposite bank. This is where raccoons and marmots have been running, and probably the occasional fox. Huh. Right, I'm looking down the creek kind of the long ways. Sometimes you can spot motts back there. But I don't see any today. A strangely motless day. Maybe they're hiding from the weather. Maybe they're thinking that, hey, the chalkers are here. Maybe the marmots are thinking there's going to be more tornadoes. But from where I stand, I can also see the gyro ball fields. And the chalking crew is here. They got their little machines and they're running around the football fields chalking out the lines. Alright, what am I going to do? Where do I want to go? I want to go over here. I'm back out in the open. I'm about to walk under the high power lines. There's 6, 7, 8. There's more. Ah, butterflies again. I'm in the butterfly zone. I'm surrounded by butterflies. They're orbiting about me like little flittering satellites. I don't see any marmots over here, but there's marmot trails through the grass. See, you can see where the marmots have been going from those dens over there, and they walk over here, and they walk to the parking lot, which is gets a little flooded, so they got water source over there, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see any motty tracks on the trail. Some dog tracks, and some wind. Yeah, okay. We're done. If you can still hear me, I'm still surrounded by butterflies. I'm walking over to my car. The wind is blowing the hair covering off my head. End of the line!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Beepity beep beep beep. Okay. I'm back in my car. And, that's it. I'm gonna go home, get something to eat, and then get ready for my gig. You'll hear all about it tomorrow.